on to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells. It's so incredible to be with you today. You know, as we journey on our road, Yahweh speaks to us many things. So I want to go ahead, as we're going into this deep pathway, if you've been listening to my podcast lately, really going into the deeper realms of Yahweh, but also the deeper presence of Yahweh. And just as important, the deeper realm of ourself being seated in Yahweh through Christ Yeshua by Holy Spirit, so that we can fully manifest the glory of Yahweh that He has for us. And so in my life, what Yahweh's been speaking to me, and I feel to share with you, is something He's trying to train me on. I'm one of those guys that like to handle a million projects at one time. I remember someone told me when I was younger, you're a jack of all trades and a master of none. And I would kind of just laugh it off and be like, because I was always involved in everything. Because I wasn't centered. It really took me a lot to be centered on just one thing. Now, if you want to say, was I centered on Yahweh, you would probably say, yeah, if you looked at it as the derivative of, yes, everything He's trying to do is about Yahweh. But I'm talking about something a little deeper than that, your inner focus. And you say, well, how important is that? Well, I want to read a scripture to you that says, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, see, if He would have said He's a rewarder of them that just seek Him, it kind of is a broader based. So in my life and all my endeavors, I had a pretty broad base of how I handled things, because I like to look at the end of the project before I even figure out the beginning. And that's just me. I'm the type of person who wants to read the front of the book, then the end, and then decide if I want to read the middle. And that's just how my personality is. Well, when Yahweh started talking to me about this tonight, it was like, you have to center your focus. And I'm not 100% good at this in many areas. We'll just leave it at that, okay? But you say, well, you know, maybe you're preaching to yourself. I am preaching to myself. But I want to go a little deeper, because you may be more focused, as I say, you can pinpoint a focus. But I want to talk about being centeredly focused on the purpose of who you are in Yahweh, centered focus on who you are in Yahweh, and centered in focus of what you are in Yahweh. Because when you are in life and traveling this journey, sometimes life is going to come along the way where you don't know exactly who you are. You ever done that? Woke up in the morning time and been like, well, man, God, I don't know who I am today, what I want to be, what's going on with my life, right? Sometimes circumstances and situations brings a little confusion, or maybe it even brings a little doubt or uncertainty about, you know, where am I really heading toward the goal? Am I really heading toward what the Father's saying? Am I really being obedient to what the Father's saying because of all the circumstances and situations in my life? Let me go ahead and cancel out that lie. When I was growing up in religion, I was really taught that if you were blessed, you must have been in the will of God. And if you wasn't blessed, then you wasn't in the will of God. Or if God made a financial way for you to do it, it was God's will. Or if God didn't make a financial will for you, like it was very hard and you couldn't barely get the money or whatever, oh, then it wasn't God's will. No. Obedience is God's will, no matter what the journey looks like. But in that journey, I just heard the Father speaking to me. He said, you have to center your focus on the being of you. Now, I want you to see this, okay? Because I'm seeing it in my spirit. He wants you to center your focus on the being of you, the totality of who you are, being seated in Christ, being sealed with the Holy Spirit, being before the Father, before Abba, before the throne, as a son or a daughter of the Most High God. And in that process, you may be someone that, wait a minute, that sounds great, but I'm fighting this incurable sickness. How am I going to be being all that when this incurable sickness is attacking me? Or maybe you might be saying, I can't get a job. Or you might be saying, my finances have not lined up. Or you might be saying, my mind's tormenting me. Or my relationships are failing. Or all the different things that come in life that try to knock on the door of your purpose. But you got to remind yourself of your purpose, because something Annie M tells me a lot. And when we talk, she'll tell me, you have to look into your future because God already has that in line for you. You have to go look in your future. So what happens is sometimes our sight will get distracted. Even though we could be believing for our future and hoping for our future, our intimate centered focus won't be on our future because we're too busy paddling the boat to survive today. I can't tell you how many people I meet that they're really doing their best. They love the Lord with all their heart, and they're just paddling to stay above water. And when you're trying to paddle to stay afloat, sometimes what that will do is distract your focus of being, because that being is a place of rest, and it will come steal your rest. Now, I've been through this many times in my life. It would just come and steal your rest, even though you know that ultimately the Bible says all things work out for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So in my mind's eye, I may know, yes, everything's going to work out, but I may not be enjoying the hell I'm going through on the way there. I saw this on Facebook today, okay? It said, don't be boasting about your anointing, or it said something more like this, like, those that have the anointing don't boast about it because they went through living hell to get it. And I was like, amen. You know what? That's for everything in your life. Just going back to Annie M again, I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. She'd been in the bakery field for 45 years. Very, very successful. Now, if you drive by and you see a fancy house and a fancy car, her successful bakery, you'll just think the picture's pretty. But if you talk to her, she went through 45 years of decisions and decision-making and problems and troubles along the way, as well as greatness and success to get to that point. And she had to have staying power and to be centered and focused to say, I hold on to the word of the Lord. See, you have to be able to see yourself in the word of the Lord. And what happens is life comes in and it will try to distract you by seeing yourself in the word of the Lord. And you might wake up like, well, man, I don't know if this road's heading to me to where I'm going. I want to talk about Noah for a second. You know, it took over 100 years for Noah to build that ark. Don't believe that movie they put out a few years ago with some rock people helping him. If Noah had rock people helping him, he would have built that ark really quick. And I know where they get that from, but it's a manipulation of the scripture. It's not correct. It's ill-founded. Okay? But the truth of the matter, it took Noah over 100 years to build the ark. When do you think that him, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, his great-great-grandchildren started asking him, hey, do you think we're doing the right thing, building an ark out in the desert, in the field, not next to an ocean? And by the way, it's never rained. So he had to hold himself centered and focused. No, God said. Now, you and me look at it like it's very easy because God sent an angel and God came and spoke to him, so on and so on, right? Gave him dreams, gave him visions. And these things are great encouragement along the way. And most of you have had many of those, but that's not enough to keep you centered and focused. You got to have that one-on-one intimate relationship with Yahweh in such a way that you're so entwined into him. I love David cries this out. I love King David. I'm telling you, I know why Yahweh says that King David had a heart after him. And if you read the word of God and you read Psalms and you read King David's writings in Psalms, you'll find out one chapter he's worshiping God, thinking God's great. The next chapter he's saying, God, why did you leave me? So it wasn't like he was a perfect man and everything was perfect, but his heart was so entwined with Yahweh that no matter what he was going through, he was going to stay focused and stay centered on who he was in Yahweh, believing and understanding the faithfulness of Yahweh to complete that work that was committed unto him. See, that's what Yahweh is wanting to do. He wants you to know that which you have complete, you know, dedicated to him. Let me read this in Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he, that's Yahweh, Yeshua, Holy Ghost, who has begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, I know a lot of times we took that day of Jesus Christ as Jesus Christ coming back, but you know that we're not talking about Jesus Christ coming back. He didn't come back for thousands of years, you know, by now. No, he's talking to the day of the revealing of the fullness of who you are in Yeshua, as you look like Yeshua the Christ in the earth, so people will start walking around wondering if you're Jesus. Well, brother, I haven't met too many people like that. Just because we haven't met too many people like that doesn't mean that's not what we are called to do. Jesus was a forerunner. Yeshua was a forerunner of the completeness of who we were and who we are in the earth and in the heavens. It was a full heaven and earth manifestation. See, this is a secret about Jesus. He was a full heaven and earth manifestation of the Son of Man. By the way, you're also called the Son of Man. You're called the Glorious One. You're called a Divine One. Now, you're not the divinity, but you're out of the divinity, which makes you a Divine One. He's the first of many brethren, which means you are in line of the many brethren. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which means you will wind up as a king and a priest. Why? Because Revelation says that Jesus paid a price, so you are a king and a priest. But life comes along, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's get rough, and you're right in the middle of everything you're doing. Sometimes wake up empty, sometimes uncertain, and your mind's trying to destroy you, and life is trying to sway you. Another analogy the Lord gave me in my mind, I'm going to leave you with this one. When they were leaving the New York area, per se, right, and they were going to California, they called it the gold rush. And I know I mentioned this before a few months ago. Well, this is how America got filled with people. They were going there because they were looking for their riches and their fortune, because in those mountains was treasures that could provide for their family, make a way for their children, make a way for their children's children, and make homes and lands and all the blessings of living in a comfortable life. And that's what everybody wants to do on the planet anyway. No one wants to be uncomfortable. Everybody wants to be able to feed their children and support their family and take care of their situations and have nice things. Not one thing wrong with that. But along the way, the road would get so hard. Indian attacks, plagues, bad weather, broken equipment, horses that couldn't make it, buggies that couldn't make it, people not having enough protection, guns, ammo. They would settle along the way, and they called them settlers. Now, nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to say that, because they still went somewhere and got somewhere. But because of distractions of life, they didn't reach the apex of the full capability, the capacity of what Yahweh had for them, or what vision they had for them in that gold rush to go and get that promise and that purpose. Now, I'm not trying to preach to you to go after gold. What I'm trying to preach to you about is God has already given you a measure of gold inside of you. Now, this is science. You have gold inside of you. This is spiritual. You have gold inside of you. The word of the Lord is gold inside of you. The golden candlesticks of the menorah is inside of you. The golden candlesticks of the light of God is inside of your tabernacle, which he made you a temple of the Holy Spirit. And in that temple, you fully function in Yahweh. And he wants you to hone in yourself, that you will know the word of the Lord and hold to the word of the Lord and seek his face and engage seeking his face until the promise comes. Why? He said, I'll complete it. Just say with me, I'll complete it. Yahweh says, I'll complete it. Don't look in the natural realm. The natural realm will never show you the vision of what God is saying about you. You can't rely on your friends and your family, your church folks, and everyone else around you to be your cheerleader. You're going to have to dig deep inside of you and hear the voice of God, see the voice of God. Like Yeshua said, I only do what my Father does, what I see my Father do. Go in the torn flesh of Yeshua on the other side of the veil and see your Heavenly Father by Holy Spirit and let him show you his plans. Now, some people, that's a physical sight with your eyes. Some people, that's a mental sight with your spirit, man. Sometimes with people, that's a mental sight in your imagination realm, your image reveal. Sometimes it's just a knowing. A lot of people, it's just a knowing. That doesn't mean you won't grow to the others. I encourage you to grow to the others by faith. But you know when you know that you know that you know what you heard from Yahweh. And he said, declare that and decree that and center yourself in it, that it may become a resting place to you, because life is trying to keep you from resting. Father, I thank you for the resting place. I speak over everyone right now throughout the world that's listening to my podcast. I speak to you that Yeshua himself will come to you. Ruach Kodesh, Holy Spirit, will reveal to you. Yahweh will manifest himself to you, your resting place inside of him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you may ask what you will and it shall be done. That has nothing to do with reading your Bible. The word is the fullness of Yeshua and what he's spoken to you by Holy Spirit and what's encased in Heavenly Father Yahweh, the bench of three. So as you dwell in him and you submit yourself under the bench of three, which is just by faith, Father, I submit myself under the bench of three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that which you have completed in him, he will make a way for you. So I command peace. Right now, there it goes. Peace. I take traumas out of your mind, out of your soul, out of your spirit, out of your vertebrae. Trauma is also a hold in the waters of your cells. I cleanse the waters of your cells right now by the blood covenant of Yeshua the Christ and decree wholeness. Come on, just receive this by faith. You're being healed in your emotions and your soul from right now and in your traumas. Yahweh's touching you right now. It's him. It's not me. It's him. It's the faithfulness of the living God. Right now, in the name of Yeshua, all over you. There it is. The Yod Hey Vah Hey. The Yod Hey Shin Vah Hey is being lit up inside your cells and bringing healing from your traumas. You might say, well, I don't have no traumas in my life. I'm telling you, everyone's got traumas, even ones you don't remember, don't know, things that happened, bad words spoken, things you've done to other people, guilt, shame, all that stuff. Yahweh says, I'm delivering you from it. I give you shalom, peace. My blood covenant is enough. And I'm going in and reversing. It's like osmosis or something that's on the cells. That's what I'm seeing in my spirit. It's like the cells are oxidizing. And this is in the spirit realm, which just makes them hard and unpliable. And it has that stain. It has that record of that pain or that shame or that guilt or that condemnation or that wrongdoing or that hurt that someone's done to you, those words that were spoken over you. And Yahweh say, I'm sending in my shalom peace by the bloodline of Yeshua, and I'm cleansing those cells right now that you may be free. You're going to begin to feel lighter. There it is. There it is. You're going to start feeling lighter. Your head's going to start feeling lighter. Your back's going to start feeling lighter. Your body's going to start feeling lighter because you're going to start feeling peace. Shalom, peace of God. And don't even matter if you don't feel it right now. It will come. You just believe by faith. Engage this by the Holy Spirit, by Yeshua's blood covenant. In Jesus' holy name, be healed in your traumas. By the blessing of God, I thank you for this, Yahweh. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Ruach Kodesh. I honor you for your faithfulness. In Yeshua's holy name, this is Segima Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share this with one of your friends, whether around the world or around the corner. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.